And news headlines will be coming up shortly. But first, let's talk about the state's independent financial watchdog's latest findings and warnings. They're saying the government's spending is rising much faster than planned. The Irish Fiscal Advisory Council say that poor budgeting is mostly to blame. We can talk to its chairperson, Seamus Coffey, now. Seamus Coffey, so what rate is the spending at? What are the figures?
So if we look at for 2025, we're looking at spending growing at around, current spending growing at around 6%. Whereas we look at what was set out in the budget last year and look at what happened subsequent to the budget, and given the latest 2025 figures produced by the Department of Finance and Public Expenditure and Reform, you're looking at an implied growth rate of around 2%. So clearly there's something wrong. Either the base number is wrong or the number for 2025 is wrong. We actually should be turning towards budget 2026 and what's going to happen next year. I'm not looking at sort of poor budgeting and poor projecting of the figures for 2025. And this sort of leaves us in a position where we might not necessarily be in the right frame to deal with what might be coming down the track. So the economy is in a very strong position. It does look like the public finances are also in a strong position, but they are based sort of on two maybe exceptional items. One, the current strength of the economy, and two, corporation tax. And we actually see the government coming out and making sort of proposals that if there was to be a slowdown in the programme for government, they talk about tax packages being linked to a strong economy. The Minister for Finance has been out saying that if there was to be a slowdown, there could be reductions in the rate of spending growth. But actually is the opposite of what should be happening. We've seen in recent years a very strong economy supported by very rapid increases in government spending. But actually, should be a slowdown, that wouldn't be the time to pull back. If there was to be a slowdown, that'd be the time for the more higher increases in spending. So maybe we've got that, so that them in the wrong order. We've used the resources as they've been coming in the last couple of years. But if there was to be maybe a reduction in corporation tax or perhaps a return to more normal levels of unemployment, we could see the government position move to deficit. We should have been building up the resources in the good times so that we could actually use them and deploy them if there was to be a slowdown, maybe due to global trade tensions, and actually run an appropriate fiscal policy rather than the one we've seen for the last number of years.
We've been talking since January about Donald Trump and his economic measures, and we've seen him put them into effect since he came into power. So a 6% spending in 2025, was that too much from the off?
We're not necessarily saying that that level is right or wrong. What we are saying is that it's very much different to what was set out in the projections published by the Department of Finance. And what we should be looking to do is actually get our budgeting set up with more realistic and more credible figures to begin with. We've seen a repeated pattern over the last number of years, both in the previous government and very likely for this government, of very significant spending overruns. And that means there's a lack of credibility in the figures as published on Budget Day. Some of this is down to departments going beyond. There are a lot of allocations, particularly as we see in the case of the Department of Health, which is very much demand driven. Some of it is down to policy choices. We have a budget in October of every year, but as we go through the following year, we've additional budgetary measures being announced, and this undermines the budgetary process. Like, we should be trying to move away from the single year approach to more multi-year budgeting. This is what a new European framework wants us to do, but we seem to be quite a far away from that at the moment.
Is there any point in setting spending ceilings?
Oh, absolutely. Like, we need some guardrail.
But would they not be breached? I mean, other measures and fiscal restraints are breached.
Yes, absolutely. And this is something that we've seen repeatedly over the last number of years. I know that has been, in a sense, absorbed by this surge in corporation tax revenues we've seen in recent years, which really go beyond what can be explained by the economy. So we see this sort of continual pattern of a budget setting spending growth of around 5 or 6%, and then the outturn ends up being 8, 9, at times 10%. But the overall government position seemingly being quite healthy because of extraordinary corporation tax receipts. And this isn't necessarily something we can rely on. We can't control it, and it is subject to various changes. Now, in the short and near term, there's possibility of it rising further, but there could be some very tight, firm-specific factors that could lead to significant changes in the other direction. But we do need a guardrail. Like, there is a European framework in place, but that's based, as we know, on GDP, which isn't appropriate for Ireland. So we need a stronger domestic framework. The previous government had a spending rule in place, as you say, it never adhere to. So we're now in a position where potentially we're looking at storm clouds gathering on the horizon, and we've ministers in the government coming out and saying that their fiscal policy is based on a strong economy. Whereas if you do have a downturn, that would be the time to have more rapid spending growth, rather than, as we've seen for the last number of years, with pumping additional fiscal stimulus into an economy that didn't need it.
Seamus Coffey, chairperson of the Irish Fiscal Advisory Council, thank you.